Burma Road by Donovan Webster.
Harper Audio presents The Burma Road by Donovan Webster, read by Donovan Webster. When I meet them at the reunions and in their homes, the old soldiers warn me not even to go looking. Every one of them believes the road they hacked across India and down through Burma into China during World War II has disappeared, destroyed by time. But now, step after step, my feet are moving up the same gravel pike the old soldiers have warned me about. I'm walking between walls of jungle, setting off for places where nightmares were seared into place so firmly that they can still taste the gunpowder smoke and feel the leeches beneath their damp cotton uniforms. Here, near the road's beginning, the road's original gravel and asphalt is pitted and broken. Still, contrary to what the old soldiers say, the road exists. Friday morning, 10 o'clock. I lift my pack and continue on. Back at the road's beginnings in 1942 and 43, the old soldiers wouldn't have believed that for every Allied combat casualty in the war's China-Burma-India theater of operations, 14 more soldiers would be evacuated sick or dead from malaria, dysentery, cholera, infections, jungle rot, and brush typhus. They wouldn't have believed that before the road's journey was over, the theater's beloved but irascible commander, the American General Vinegar Joe Stilwell, would be removed, that their eccentric and death-defying special forces leader, Lieutenant General Ord Wingate of the British Army, would be killed in a shocking accident, and that, perhaps worst of all, the road they fought for and died to build would be deemed obsolete even as it was being finished. This road goes by many names: the Lido Road, the Stilwell Road, Pick's Pike, the Manamile Road, the Uncle Sam Highway, but most often it's called simply the Burma Road. And while historians may anoint it as one of the great engineering feats of World War II, the old soldiers have asserted that it stands among the most actively forgotten routes in modern history, owing to its remoteness and its abortive place in World War II. Just ahead, the road passes from India's state of Assam into one called Arunachal Pradesh at the little border town of Jairanpur. At the town's center sits Jairanpur's checkpoint. Sentries doze in chairs, their assault weapons leaned against porch railings. One of the soldiers stands when he sees me walking toward him. Directly across from the checkpoint is an open-walled gatehouse, complete with a machine gun behind a wall of sandbags. As I approach, a machine gunner reaches for the gun arming lever and cocks it. Between the two houses sits the gate itself, a long pole of bamboo, painted alternating stripes of red and white. "Hello," I say to the sentry in sunglasses. I smile. He does not smile back.